like, what, 10 weeks or something like that. We've been looking at the opening lines and the things that Jesus said to various people throughout the Bible, kind of the first things he said to them and the significance of some of those conversations. We decided to kind of end this little series in Revelation. And I think the words that are attributed to Jesus in Revelation are actually quite important for us to read. I don't know if anyone's read Revelation. It's kind of a hard book to read. It's a hard book to read for various reasons. It's a hard book to read because, in part, it's about a dream that John, the disciple, has. So then he writes down this dream and he writes down the things that Jesus says to him in this dream. But it's got an awful lot of very strange imagery and difficult things for us to understand. Revelation's also a scary book to read because it deals with some very, very heavy topics, really heavy topics like life and death. And it looks into those. And because of that, it can be really quite scary, and people can read it and be scared of some of the things that it says, or not understand some of the things that it says. First thing to be clear about in Revelation, the very first verse in Revelation actually tells us what the book is kind of about. It says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants." So this book is a revelation of Jesus Christ to John, so that he could show the servants of our Christians what Jesus was saying. So it's a revelation of Jesus. But the opening line, the first thing that Jesus says in Revelation, is actually really important for our understanding of it as well. Let me just read from, this is from verse 17, 18. Now, for those of you who are interested, you may read Bibles that have other lines of Jesus before that, but they're quite debated, I find, whether they are or not. But this one, it says, this is what Jesus says. He says, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever." Do not be afraid. It's a good place to start when you're reading this book. And I think it's interesting that in a book that for so many people creates such a fear, that the first thing Jesus says is, "Do not be afraid." This book isn't meant to scare us. Jesus isn't here to scare us. He is saying, "Do not be afraid." He is taking the fear away from us. And why are we not to be afraid? "I am the first and the last." In other places it says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega." Hence why we did the alphabet game earlier. Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, Omega is the last. So when he says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega," he's essentially saying, "I am the A and the Z. I am the start and the end. I am the beginning and the end. I was here at the start of creation. I've been here through all of history. And I'll be here to the end of time and forever." That's why we don't have to be afraid, because that is what Jesus is saying to us. In Psalm 139, we are told that Jesus was with us from our very conception, that he knit us together in our mother's womb. Throughout the Bible, we see stories of God being with people through their lives. And God is with us through every year and month and week and hour and minute and second. To the end. He's with us in good times and he's with us in bad times. And there's a number of verses where you can see that God celebrates with us in good times. Even actually listening to the creation story earlier on in the service, and God says, it is good, over and over again. It is good. He celebrates the good things. We see it also in the parables Jesus told, the parable of the lost sheep, parable of the prodigal son, the lost coin. What you see at the end is celebration. When things are good, God celebrates. Another passage that I came across is Zephaniah 3:13. We can call it Zeph. 3:17, sorry. And this is what it says. It says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet over you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." So time and time again in the Bible, we get this picture of God actually celebrating good things, of him rejoicing over us. Maybe the next time you see Zeph, you can remember that. One thing I want you to do maybe in your tables, because I think as Christians, we should recognize that God does celebrate the good things. And as Christians, we should therefore celebrate the good things as well. And I think it's important that we celebrate good times, that we don't just let them pass. So maybe with the people around you, you can write it down if you want, or draw a picture, or you can just talk. But I'll give you just a couple of minutes, and maybe you can think about what things have happened in your life, maybe in the past few weeks, that's worth celebrating. What things have gone on in your life that's worth celebrating? And maybe just talk to the people around you and celebrate those things together. Okay, so I'll give you a minute to do that. What things are worth celebrating? Okay, I'm going to stop your celebrations. I think it is really good to celebrate things with people. I think too often good things can either happen to us, or we can see good things and we can just let it pass by. And I think it's worth us recognizing good times and celebrating good times. But it's clear as well throughout the Bible that God's with us in the bad times too, in times of fear, in times of uncertainty, times when we feel alone. God is with us then too. All you really need to do is look at the book of Psalms in the Bible, and you will see loads of Psalms where it talks about God being with people and hearing people who are crying out in pain and in anguish and in fear. In 2 Corinthians as well, Paul makes the argument that if we know and we trust that God and that Jesus has delivered us from death, then we can know and trust that he will deliver us again from whatever trials we face. This doesn't necessarily mean that bad things aren't going to happen to us. That's not the message. In fact, Jesus says the opposite of that. He says bad things will happen. And Jesus is very clear about that. But when we read Romans as well, we can read and see that in all things, God is working for the good of those who love him. May not always make sense to us, but that is what we read. I'm just going to read out a very familiar poem called Footprints. One night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one belonging to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. My Lord whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never ever during your trials and tests. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." Again, I'm going to give a minute for us to, if you have things or struggles that you're going through, to be able to share those with the people around you as well. Share those for prayer, and share those so that we can be alongside. As Christians, again, I think it's us that sometimes have to come alongside people, and comfort and be able to tell them what God is saying in difficult times too. So maybe just another minute, and you can share any struggles. Doesn't have to be the biggest thing in the world. It can be just something that's had you down for a while, or it may be something big that you're really struggling to get past. Whatever it is, don't feel ashamed. Don't feel like you can't say it. Talk to someone who you know, someone who you trust here in this room, and maybe just ask them to pray for you through that struggle, that you would know and see that God is making all things good for those who love him. Okay, I'm going to draw that to a close as well, if that's okay. The picture we get of God being with us through everything, of Jesus being and God being there at the very start in creation and putting it together, that's part of the reason why I wanted to show the creation video at the start of the service. And now, kind of coming to the end of the service, I want to show another video, and a video of kind of where we're going to. What God has said in Revelation is the place that we are headed, and what he is doing. Over and over again, he says, I am making everything new. So this video hopefully will show us a little glimpse of maybe what that is, the new thing that he is making. After that, we're going to sing a song. And then after the song, I have a reading that'll go up on the screen that I was hoping we'd all read out together to finish the service. But I'll show the video and then the band will play the song after.